over the years.
The second phase is Iraq. There is some indication, and I don't have the conclusions, but some of this anthrax may, and I emphasize may, have come from Iraq.
Oh, is that right?
If that may be the case, then that's when some tough decisions are going to have to be made, too.
Are you one of those who holds up an optimistic view of the post-war scene? Do you believe that the people of Iraq, or at least a large number of them, will treat us as liberators?
Absolutely. Well, you make a good point as far as the cost of the war is concerned, but since we don't know, because war is so unpredictable, how much that cost is going to be, that's going to be a heavy burden on the American taxpayers. But post-Saddam Hussein Iraq is going to be paid for by the Iraqis. They have billions of dollars of income. They have vast oil reserves. There is not a history of clashes that are violent between Sunnis and Shias, so I think they can probably get along. We're going to win this victory. Tragically, we will lose American lives, but it will be brief. We're going to find out massive evidence of weapons of mass destruction, and we're going to find the incredible brutalities that this dictator has inflicted upon the Iraqi people. And so I think he's going to be justified. I'm confident that he will be justified.
I am confident that all those things that you predict are going to come true, and a lot of people that have been laying out the case against this are going to be very embarrassed.